Welcome all of you to this episode of Compassion Tuesday. For those of us who join us new for this program, on Compassion Tuesday, we are always, first of all, learning a little bit more about compassion, what it is, how to develop it, and then we actually do a meditation, a guided meditation that helps each one of us to send this most important human emotion, that emotion of caring for others, out. And then we end the day with a nice kirtan, singing together. Today I'm remembering a scene which really caught my attention. It was about a duck who was sitting there at the edge of the water. He had a whole bowl of grains to himself, but as he was looking to his left side, he saw first a couple and then a lot of fishes coming together. They were also hungry. So the duck, without thinking very long, took the grains and started to feed the fishes. And I was thinking, if this is possible in the animal kingdom, where really animals are known to be programmed for their own survival, except when they care for their own youngsters. If even a duck can share what he has with others, it should be possible for us human beings to really access this feeling of compassion and kindness. See, compassion is a big subject. It means to wish that someone does not suffer. But kindness is on the positive side. It means to wish that others are happy. So we want to access this feeling of compassion. It very often helps if we first cultivate the qualities which are around this mega quality, dāya or compassion, and then come over these other qualities to the heart of compassion. Today we are dealing with kindness. Kindness as a stepping stone that will help us to come to this compassion or karuna or dāya, as it is said in Sanskrit. All the joy in this world come from wanting others to be happy, and all suffering in this world comes from wanting only oneself to be happy. This was pronounced by a saint called Shantideva. He made the point that when we are selfishly thinking of me, and only me, what's in for me, we set ourselves up for suffering. But when we think of the well-being of others, this in itself is a reward to us, because we become happy. I think we all have heard about the two dogs that are fighting in our heart. You could call them also ill will and goodwill. These two dogs or tendencies are always there. We sometimes feel bad emotions towards someone. We wish them not good. We judge them, in fact. And there's also the other side in us. Equally, there are the goodwill. And often we struggle. We're not sure. Should we wish that person really something well? And how real are we when we do this? And we also feel, well, if we are envious towards that person, if we are wishing them well, that is not so good. Think of someone when you wish them ill. How do you feel? I think you will agree with me, not so good. And think of the same person, without judging if they're right or wrong, if you just wish them well, how do you feel then? It feels lighter. It feels more generous. It feels more human to feel, to extend good wishes or kindness towards others. So when the two dogs, ill will and goodwill, fight, and goodwill is victorious, you feel very well. But when ill will is victorious over goodwill, you feel just not so good. Your consciousness shrinks. There are a few practical ways I would like to suggest in which you can show your goodwill or cultivate your goodwill. It means cultivating kindness. It all starts with the bhavana, as they say in Sanskrit, the intention that is there before an activity. So you can have the intention, I want to be Mr. Goodwill today. I don't want to go into the ill will category. Then you can actually focus in your daily life on actually extending that goodwill or kindness to others and translating it into practical actions. When I walk, for instance, I have made it a rule. I walk through a forested area always and I see people coming my way. Sometimes when I walk in the early morning or when I walk late in the evening, people are not so sure when they meet me alone in the forest what to think. But I've always found out when you greet them like, good morning, with a real kind feeling, or good evening, they respond in kind. Gone are their anxieties which come when they think, oh, I'm meeting a stranger alone in the forest, they respond in kind. I've always seen this. So this is what you can practice. And once you have done this, have formed an intention to be kind, spoken kindly to others, thinking and then speaking, and then comes acting. You will actually act kind towards others and most probably after some time feel, genuinely feel your heart expanding and so on. Many people always say me, tell me, so nice these Compassion Tuesday, but Maharaj, what to do when someone ill-treats us, when they hurt us? How can I maintain a compassionate outlook at that time? And not see that the bad dog of ill will is arising and I want them bad. I would say we very often interpret the intentions of someone as being according to our interpretation. But often we should check if our assessment of another's intention is really true. Another thing which is maybe a little difficult for us Westerners is when you are feeling you have been ill-treated, don't take yourselves as so important. Maybe they were in a disturbed mood. Maybe they didn't mean to hurt you. Maybe they just got the news that their health is really not good. They were going to a health checkup and they got a bad diagnosis. By always relating everything that happens to us as if we would be the realistic, objective center of the universe, we often are misjudging the situation and the person. So I would really give this two tips when you feel hurt and you feel not able to arise the good dog of goodwill and you see the bad dog is pulling on its leashed, just of wanting to be unleashed on someone, then don't interpret the intentions of someone else, and also don't take yourself so utterly serious. A humble person, or a person who doesn't take himself so serious, can deal much better with the ups and downs of life than someone who has a huge inflated ego and who will feel every little thing that doesn't fit his expectations. He will feel that like a needle punching his self-conception. Kindness, showing kindness to others. I have one more point here. I've written it down. Extend the circle of my friends to include as much as possible of the world. Think that our group of friends, and then comes the other, that is not so realistic. Think that all living beings are part of the one supreme Lord. Whether they know it or they don't know it, they are spiritual beings, part of the Lord. So think of the concept of us and our and mine in an extensive way. Yes, there's not so much a difference between us and them. We are all us. There's not so much a difference between me and others. We are all Vasudeva Kutumbakam, in one family, a divine family. We have roots that reach out into eternity. And in this way, you will feel it's much easier for you to extend kindness. The meditation which I want to do with you today is called Extending Kindness. I'm taking a few inspirations here from a scientist who has beautifully written about the benefits of extending kindness to others. His name is Rick Hansen, and he has done good work on this and has shown how this is really good for you. So let us do this little meditation. Now I request you to find a comfortable place. If you are multitasking up till now, please focus on this, because meditation requires your presence, your absolute presence. And then we will have our Guru Krishna give us a proper tune. One moment. I'm going... very good, very good. After this meditation, we will sing together, and then I will round up everything. Find a posture that will help you to remain relaxed and also alert during this meditation. Settle into your breath. Do a few deep breaths in and out. And feel those qualities like mental spaciousness, vastness, balance, as you breathe in and out, on your breath, going into your heart space. It's almost like breathing into your heart. And bring to your mind the feeling of being loved. Maybe a good friend who extends this feeling. A child. Your partner. Bring to your mind the feeling of being loved. Sense that feeling of love maybe going in and out of your heart with the pulse of your breathing. You breathe in this feeling and breathe it out. Feel how this love is existing independent from the person who loves you. It has a life of its own, it stands by itself. Now bring to mind person who is close to you, maybe a friend, a child, a partner, and as you breathe in and out, staying with the sense of love, send this kind feeling to another. Further feel how this kindness is extending from you to the many people you know. It could be neutral persons as well. Extend that feeling of love, feeling of kindness to humanity, wherever they are on this planet, in Europe, in Africa, in Australia, America. Feel this kindness extending to all other humans. Extend your kindness even further now all beings, animals, birds, subtle beings, all beings. Send kindness to the people and the beings on this earth. Send kindness to those who are laughing. Send kindness to those who are crying. Send kindness to those who are caring for others. Send kindness to those who are in need of care. Extend your kindness to those who are talking, and extend your kindness who have not spoken a word for a few days. Send kindness to those who have just been born. Send kindness to those who are on their deathbed. Your kindness is flowing from you in the rhythm of your breath, perhaps. Kindness is extending from you . Think now of again of someone or a few people who you are feeling require kindness and compassion at this time of their life. Stay in this feeling of kindness. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, very, very, very grateful to all of you. I think of these Compassion Tuesdays like a school. You go in the school in order to train. So compassion needs to be trained in order to become strong. There's an old saying that shows how from these type of feelings a lot of results are coming. I cannot quote it verbatim, but it's something like this. Sow a seed and you will reap an attitude, like an inner disposition. Sow an attitude and you will reap actions. So actions and you will reap a character. Sow a character and you will reap a life. Sow a life and you will reap another life and another life. Something like that, the prophet says. The reason why I mention it is that by practicing these dispositions, these inner attitudes, as kindness, today was kindness, and compassion, we really affect large changes in our own life, and then as a result in our environment, because our life is always emanating, it's always extending, there's always some type of influence which comes from us. And when we have a kind disposition, a kind heart, then we are emanating kindness, which will again influence people. Really, I often see this in my life, that people come to me and they say to me, what you said at that time really changed my life. I remember recently a doctor came to me and he said, when you had taken your bath in the Ganga in Mayapur, you came out, you were dripping wet, and I came to you, I was a young man, and I asked you a question, and I remember you didn't even dry yourself up. You started to answer my question, I've never forgotten that dripping wet monk who came out of the Ganga, who didn't care about his own comfort, but who cared for me. And I decided, let me care for others, let me become a doctor. So I meet this so often that I can only say, sow a thought and you will reap a character eventually, and sow a character and you will reap certain activities. So therefore I would like to say to all of you, please don't think, oh, I just came to one Compassion Tuesday or two or three or even a few. This is a school. You need to do it persistently again and again. You need to train this so that it becomes your second nature. And then your life will be different. You will be surprised what type of things you draw into your life and what type of benefits come as a result. Good. Having said this, I want to end here. I thank you very much. See you all again in the future. All the best.